And now this is a decision for Durrell, or Durrell, D as in David, U-R-R-E-L-L, Banfield, B-A-N-F-I-E-L-D, October 2046, address as a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N. Dear Dr. Mohan, follow-up for Mr. Banfield. I saw him in the hospital way back in March. At that time, with low sodium concentration, low osmolality in relation to CHF. He follows with cardiology, Dr. Pacis, P as in Paul, A-C-I-S, at Claire, C-L-A-R-E. He has findings of liver cirrhosis. There is minimal proteinuria. There is no nephrotic syndrome. Does have, however, low albumin, which could be related to chronic liver disease. They are planning for hip surgery. There are discussions to do both at the same time. He hasn't made a decision. Wife, neither. Surgeon will be Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N. He's blind from the right side. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination. Trying to keep himself active, denied chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND. Does not need oxygen at home. Doesn't check blood pressure at home, but in the office he's being okay. His weight is 138. He looks frail, muscle wasting, but very pleasant, alert, oriented, time 3. Minor JBD, however, neural wishes, consolidation, pleural effusion. Irregular rhythm, but on medications, rate is 55. No gross ascites, tenderness, or masses. Today, I don't see major edema, and there is no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. On physical, the last echo available from March, ejection fraction was 51%. However, severe enlargement of right and left atrium. At that time, left-sided pleural effusion on physical exam today is not appearing. There was an enlargement of the liver at 16.5. However, the spleen is normal. No kidney obstruction. Small amount of ascites. A paragraph, most recent chemistries from August, anemia 11.4, low normal white blood cell, platelet count at 140, low lymphocytes, low sodium at 130, erase that low sodium. No electrolytes or kidney function was done. He did have a normal PSA, TSH, ferritin in the low site at 61 with a saturation 14%. So the last kidney function is from July, from a peak of 1.6 down to 1.25, although baseline is 0.8 to 1. Recently, the sodium at 136, normal potassium, new blood test needs to be updated. Next paragraph, medications include bisoprolol, Demadex, Aldactone, Farxiga, anticoagulated with Pradaxa, takes tramadol as needed, no anti-inflammatory agent. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury, primarily effect of CHF and medications, improving but repeat chemistries. Next number, low sodium concentration and low osmolality in relation to CHF. Continue present regimen of diuretics or fluid restriction. Next number, anticoagulation, atrial fibrillation. Next number, incidental liver cirrhosis, but no evidence of active peritonitis, excuse me, active ascites, peritonitis, no documented gastrointestinal bleeding, no documented esophageal varices. There has been severe anemia and relative iron deficiency. This needs to be followed up for potential treatment, either intravenous iron, B12 folic acid replacement, might require a formal EGD. Next number, congestive heart failure as indicated above, echocardiographic findings, continual cardiology and present regimen, all issues discussed with the patient and wife, end of dictation.